You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 131. Today, we're talking about fun. We are going to discuss the importance of having fun and all the health benefits associated with having fun. And I have mentioned the importance of having fun on the podcast many times, but I've never done a specific episode dedicated to it, and it is time. So I was just in California for the wedding of a very good friend, my dance partner, and it was so fun. I was surrounded by so many amazing mutual friends. It really just felt like this festive, celebratory union. There was catching up, and there was laughing, and there was so much dancing. And I'd been working on this podcast before I left. And then I got back and I'm just thinking, well, okay, I have this podcast. And I just got back from this amazing week-long trip in California. And then it seems so, I don't know, like technical to talk about reminding us to have fun. But truly, so often when we are living our lives as adults, we're living on autopilot and, you know, living that daily grind, and many of us can forget to have fun. So I think having fun definitely comes more easily to some than others, and it really depends on your emotional, mental and physical state, and your personality type. But the deal is, we're all human. We all want to have fun. We all need to have fun. It adds years to our lives and it brings us joy and connection. So yay, fun. All right. When I say the word fun, what comes to mind for you? Do you feel like your life is full of fun-filled activities? Are you often laughing? Are you regularly engaging in playfulness? I think, you know, like I said, often adults, we forget to have fun. We forget to play. We can really get so caught up in the day-to-day stressors of life. And fun for many of us gets pushed to the back burner. So one of the reasons why having fun matters is because it's fun. And it enhances our lives. And when we have fun, engage in play and pleasurable activities, it releases those feel-good hormones like dopamine. And this leads to a more positive outlook. And this can counteract uncomfortable feelings of overwhelm or hopelessness or stress. And having fun allows us the opportunity to connect and create bonds with others. So of course, we can have fun with ourselves. But when we are having fun with other people, it builds community and you feel uplifted and engaged, and it's nourishing to your body and soul. Have you listened to episode 75, What Nourishes Your Soul? That came out, it was probably about a year ago, because I wrote it in response to the most amazing weekend of my life in California last year in 2022. And then it's funny, about a year later, there I was in California again, under different circumstances for a different incredibly festive event, my friend's wedding, as I just mentioned, which was also very soul nourishing. So go back and check out episode 75, What Nourishes Your Soul. Okay, so I mention often that I'm a Capricorn and how I have this serious streak, and, you know, which over my lifetime has really kept me focused on work and achievement rather than focusing on fun and play and pleasure. It's really that practical, ambitious Capricorn in me. And of course, I love to have fun. And of course, my life has been full of so much fun. But, you know, I've just intellectually, I've placed value on being practical and serious matters over having fun and thinking fun is frivolous. But this has been changing for me, and I've been really learning to actively prioritize fun over achievement and productivity, and I'm very grateful and proud of myself. So I'm going to share a story that I'm pretty sure that I've shared this on the podcast at least once, maybe even twice. And I'm going to share the story again because it's relevant and significant to my evolving relationship with myself and with having fun. So my junior year of college, I spent studying abroad. I did the fall semester in Madrid in Spain and then the spring semester in London. So the long story short, I was on the bus. I was going like a weekend getaway. I don't remember where I was going. We had weekends off and I was going somewhere for the weekend with myself. And I was sitting next to this person and he, like a kid, like around my age, probably maybe a little bit younger, teenager in his 20s, whatever. How old was I? 20. Anyway, so he was trying to talk to me and... Side note, I'm kind of the person that just does not want to talk to strangers when I'm on a plane or on a bus. I'm just like, leave me alone. But anyway, so he was persistent and he asked me, what do you do for fun? And I did not know how to respond to that question. And I remember thinking I was offended. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. So I don't know what the hell my problem was. I was I don't even know what was going on in my life. But I just thought like, oh, fun. I mean, first of all, there I was in Spain going off for a weekend exploring and having an adventure. But this question, what do you do for fun? I just felt like pressure put on myself. What do you mean by that? And I want to give you another example. In college, I would turn down invitations to go to parties or events or, you know, I studied a lot. So I was in the library all the time. And I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I do like to share this story in my life with people that I meet or friends or when it comes up in relevant conversation. So I was a library girl. I studied and I loved it. But I really missed out on having fun in college. I mean, anyway, so I could go on and on about that. But the specific tidbit that I want to share with you is that for my graduation from college at Boston University, my friend gave me a Boston University Frisbee, this red and white Frisbee, the colors of the college, because we would joke how I never went outside to play and have fun. You know, at that time, it was, you know, the mid early 90s and people were playing hacky sack. I don't know if they do that in college anymore, but it was so symbolic for her to give me that Frisbee as this like loving gesture and kind of like a playful joke. Like, it's time to go play, Alyssa, you know? So I'm going to give you a recent example. Okay. A few weeks ago, I had the podcast deadline, as I always do, because it's a weekly podcast, so that I'm working on it all the time. And a few friends invited me over for a movie night, and they have this awesome backyard area with this big fence, and they project movies onto it. I'd never been, but I knew that they do this. So they sent this text out to a few of our mutual friends, and my plan was I'm staying home, I am working on my damn podcast, and I got to get her done. And then I got this text, and I didn't even question it. And I'm so proud of myself. I immediately responded, I'm in. So even though I had so much work to do that, you know, I needed to get done, and I had this deadline, I didn't hesitate to say yes to this invitation for fun. And I was so aware in the moment and that evening when I went over there to hang out, how in the past, there's a very good chance I would have said no to that invitation because I had a deadline and I needed to stay home to work on it and be responsible. And guess what? Of course, the podcast got done and everything all worked out, but I got to have fun with my friends. And so I've been in this place and it's so important for me to share this with you now that I am actively choosing myself and fun. I am prioritizing fun and friends and laughter and connection. And I want you to have enjoyable experiences. I want to have enjoyable experiences too. You know, I'm just recognizing how deeply healing and valuable having fun is. And we all deserve that. You deserve that. We deserve to have fun and to experience pleasure. And that has become top priority for me. And it's fun to prioritize fun. Now, also, don't get me wrong, working on the podcast is totally enjoyable. But let's face it, hanging out with friends and having fun and laughing and connecting is hugely critical. So yes, I'm saying yes to every opportunity to have fun because it nourishes my soul, it helps me feel good, and I know it's so incredibly beneficial to my overall well-being. So, I have a question for you. Where in your life are you saying yes to fun? Are you seeking out enjoyable experiences? Are you prioritizing fun? Where in your life do you need to say yes to fun more often? And like I mentioned, fun isn't just fun. I mean, fun is fun, but it's good for your health. This is not new news. We know this. But sometimes we need nudges and reminders, and it's fun to learn about specific health benefits for certain things in our lives. I love that because it can be motivating and educational and interesting. So I'm going to explain what fun is and then specifically give you five benefits for how it benefits our health. So what is fun? Well, I'm going to ask you that. What is fun? Because it's different for everyone. But essentially, fun is defined as lighthearted pleasure, enjoyment or amusement, merrymaking and entertaining. So generally, if you describe something as fun, this means you find it enjoyable. And if you describe someone as a fun person, you probably mean that you enjoy being around them. So, you know, the term fun can be ambiguous. It's often used in different contexts, and it's important to keep in mind that what is fun for you might not be fun for me or for someone else. And oh my God, I have to share this. So a few Thanksgivings ago, I was at a Friendsgiving Thanksgiving dinner, and after dinner, a few of the friends invited everyone to play their favorite board game. It's called Catan or Settlers of Catan. And I had never heard of it. And I actually have this history of being hesitant to play games. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. But actually, once I start playing a game, like a board game, for example, I actually really like it. But I think it's just, I don't know where that comes from, because I really do enjoy it. But I think it comes from that kind of like, oh, it's frivolous. Let's have a deep conversation. But anyway, so I was like, okay, sure, let's play. And let me tell you, this game was torture for me. It was not fun at all. I didn't get it. I didn't enjoy it. It was not my cup of tea. And we were joking about how much I disliked it. And another one of my good friends there didn't like it either. But anyway, here's the deal. Half the people there loved the game and thought it was super fun, brought connection and play and all that. And then the other half, we were not having it. We were playing for a while and just kind of going through the motions, but we were like begrudgingly. And I was like, never again will I play this game, Catan. So what's funny, as I was working on this podcast, I Googled Settlers of Catan, because I was like, oh, I want to share this with you. So, and you know when you Google something and then it offers Google questions about that same thing? Well, one of the questions, when I just typed into Google Settlers of Catan, Google offered me was, why is Settlers of Catan so fun? And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So here's the answer from Google. What is so great about Catan? The Catan board game is easy to learn and accommodates a blend of strategy, luck, and interesting choices, hence can be played by both young and old alike. The best thing about the game is that it keeps everyone engaged throughout. I am like, okay, Google, whatever you say, totally disagree, but go for it. So it's just important to keep in mind that what is fun for you might not be fun for someone else. And That's okay, obviously. So I also just want to bring up this word play. So fun is sometimes interchangeably used with the word play. So although there's a definitely a distinction, some say that play could be maybe even a state of mind, like a certain attitude we can incorporate into any day or every activity, like a sense of playfulness, which is super beautiful. And that play also is when you engage in activity or a game for enjoyment or recreation rather than a serious or practical purpose. Like, you know, if you play a game or you play sports or you play an instrument, which often those things can be for serious matters or as well, if it's like your job or, you know, what have you. But, you know, of course, we find different activities amusing and enjoyable. And what's just so great and valuable about fun is that when you're having fun, when you are truly having fun and just engaged, it's this authentic expression or experience of joy and happiness. And I also want to remind you that almost everything that makes you feel like, quote, happy is linked to one of the four happiness hormones, dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin. So when you have fun, you feel good, you feel happy. And I just did a go back and, you know, listen to the happiness hormone series because I talk about, you know, for example, when we have fun, we are playful, it generally involves laughing and this triggers the release of endorphins that interact with pleasure and pain receptors in the brain, which also improves brain functionality and stimulates creativity. I mean, the list goes on and on. So go back and listen to that happiness hormone series. All right. So I am going to give you five reasons why having fun is good for your health, in addition to just connecting and creating bonds with others. I'm just going to say one other thing. So adults, when we demonstrate playful personality traits, we're generally more motivated and creative and spontaneous, which can be super fun. And there even have been links between people with more a sense of playfulness and playful characteristics who have lower blood pressure. It totally makes sense, right? So that's just a great segue, again, into five benefits that fun is good for your health. And let me just give you an insight. It's all to do with lowering stress levels, okay? So number one, having fun reduces stress. When you have fun, you're engaged, you're laughing, that increases the happiness hormones like serotonin, it lowers your stress level. Your stress hormones, cortisol, and when you engage in enjoyable activities, it can be this powerful antidote to stress. And laughter, you know, even spontaneous laughter when you just bust out laughing, this has a stress buffering effect that helps us better cope with stress. Number two, fun leads to better sleep. Truth, okay? Having fun has been proven to be one of the best remedies for stress relief. And when you're less stressed, you sleep better. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm right. So essentially, the more fun you have, the less stress you have, and the better sleep you can have. So yay, fun, yay, less stress, yay, sleep. And then number three, having fun keeps you youthful and energetic. So speaking of stress has long been proven to speed up aging. If you're chronically stressed and allow yourself to stress too much, you're going to cause yourself to feel older faster. Plus, chronic stress can lead to a decline in physical and cognitive abilities. So remember that when you effectively reduce your stress levels, this can often provide you with a new boost of vitality. When you have fun, you're feeling young, you're staying youthful. having fun keeps you feeling youthful and with a more more energy. So there is, have you heard of the George Bernard Shaw? So he's playwright, author, and political activist. And I found this famous quote that he has that's beautiful and perfect and relevant. He says, We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. I love that reminder. Okay. And number four, fun increases flow and creativity. So what do you think about flow? So if you're unfamiliar, flow is really kind of that all-encompassing state. It could be a mental state. It could be emotional, spiritual. When you're engaged in a feeling of, you know, maybe energized, focused, and you're fully involved and you're enjoying and doing an activity and you kind of lose track, you know? So when you choose to have fun doing creative activities, for some, it could be, you know, painting or cooking or playing music or, you know, whatever it is. You're most likely going to have, you know, more likely to experience that good, that flow when you're engaging in things that you enjoy doing. And so when you are taking time to enjoy some of your favorite creative practices, whatever that is, again, it's different for everyone. This is so healing and helpful for your overall well-being. So what is something creative that you can do today that's just for fun? Many of us have creative jobs. You know, you could be a graphic designer, or you could be a music teacher, or you could be a dancer, whatever it is. And that could be super fun. But thinking of something creative that is literally just for fun, think about doing that today. And number five, fun protects your memory. And you know what? It makes you smarter. So if you want to improve your memory and concentration, just have more fun. It appears that fun activities that introduce us to new ideas and concepts foster self-directed learning, which is super fun. So the next time you're trying to learn something new, whatever it is, try making it enjoyable in some way and see if it helps you understand things better. So also, it's been found that reading for fun improves your language skills and, more surprisingly, your proficiency in math as well. So you may have heard that. I have heard that, but it was just an interesting reminder. So do you read for fun? I have to admit that I have to force myself to read for fun. Because I really, there's so many damn books out there that I just want to educate myself. but I go in waves, and I don't think I mentioned this on the podcast, but when was it, a month or so ago? I went with some friends to see the movie Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret, and I grew up on the Judy Blume books. And so we were all obsessed, and it was such a great film, and I highly recommend it. Oh my God, so good. And so we have this text thread, or like, we need to do a Judy Blume book club. So I just ordered, and it came in the mail a couple days ago, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. I don't know if you read Judy Blume books, but most likely there's a good chance you have. And I'm stoked. So that's going to be super fun to go back and read some books from my youth, from my childhood, and have just a fun book club with friends. So yay. So those are five health benefits of having fun. And I'm going to just mention stress again. You know, being mindful of your stress levels and incorporating stress management into your daily life is essential to reducing chances of developing cognitive problems such as poor memory. So that's all wrapped up in that fifth one, but just in general. So, you know, as I mentioned, doing something enjoyable helps us manage our stress. So we would just please go out and engage and have fun. And, you know, when you're having a good time, you'll help keep your memory function as well. So literally go out and have fun when fun is the only goal. I need major reminders of this. Major reminders. For so many years when I was, I don't know, for like a decade, especially when I was performing burlesque full time and touring and traveling all the time, I would, yes, of course, I had amazing adventures and traveled the world performing, but I was working. You know, I was teaching classes and I was performing, which was, of course, super fun, but it's work. And so there was years and years and years that I didn't like take a quote vacation. And that, you know, I think probably that's can be very relatable. And quite frankly, thinking of going on a vacation just for a vacation without doing any work is getting easier for me. But, you know, that's just something to think about. That's definitely been something that I have been aware of how I've engaged in my life and recognizing just to have fun where fun is the only goal. So, you know, it's like doing something that you just intrinsically find enjoyable and doesn't have need any extrinsic goals, meaning just go and have fun, just go out and play. So, you know, when you're doing things that you're actively engaged in and that you can lose yourself in and that you're having fun, it's really, like I mentioned before, about being in that flow and you're feeling, I don't know, there's like this sense of just, I guess, freedom and pleasure and enjoyment, you know? So basically, when you have fun, your mental and emotional health benefit. And then in turn, you're far more likely to have good physical health because they flow into one another. All right. Do you need help getting started? If so, there's adult coloring books. That's super fun. I have one myself. It's an affirmation one from Louise Hay. It's beautiful. I love it. Go to the park, you know, jump rope, go on a swing, fly a kite, go to the beach and fly a kite, organize a game day. You know, whatever it is, just go out and have fun for fun's sake. And it's really about, when we think about all this, it's also about bringing an upbeat and even playful attitude to everyday life. So something that I do, if you know me or you follow me, you can see pictures of me. I'm definitely an old goth. So I've spent many years wearing black, but currently and for many years, I wear a lot of bright colors. And wearing bright colors can really lift your spirits and it can really engage strangers. It did today at the farmer's market. I'm wearing it now, I wore this super bright pattern dress and I got a couple of compliments at the farmer's market. Like, oh, so that's just lovely. I love that. You know, and if wearing bright colors isn't your thing, it's, you know, stopping to pet that cute puppy on the street or just, you know, having that playful, upbeat attitude and smelling those gorgeous flowers, what, you know, smiling at a stranger, whatever it is, when we have the spirit of fun and playfulness and curiosity, it can lead us to new and healthy ways of feeling and thinking and being. And that's what we want. So let's go have fun, okay? I want to thank you so much for joining and listening. And I'm sending you lots of love and upbeat energy and fun healing energy. And if you would like to connect with me and work with me, I would love to connect with you and work with you too. Let's chat. You can email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com or visit my website at thewellnessheadquarters.com and connect with me there. I'm a new nutritional therapist and holistic wellness coach. If this is the first time you're listening, welcome. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.